Okay, it's going.
Right. Good afternoon. I would like to call Congress back to order. The time is 3:07 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Good Fox. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, Congresswoman Good Fox. Okay, do you have that noted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have reports of standing committees. Select committees, Congresswoman Rebard, second speaker.
Thank you, Speaker. I would like to read the reports from the Appropriations Committee meeting that was held today, beginning with Bill Number ONCA-21-08, an act to provide a one-time exemption from the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act for $20 million. A deposit made by the Osage casinos on the last day of the fiscal year 2020, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Brandy Lemon. The final committee action was a do pass. The vote results, yes votes were Rebar, Keene, Big Horse, Shaw, and Lemon. No vote by Walker. If I can continue, the next bill number is ONCA-21-09, was an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the CAP Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was do pass, with yes votes from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Shaw, and Lemon. No vote from Walker. The next report is Bill Number ONCA-21-10, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the CAP Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was a do pass with yes votes from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Shaw, and Lemon. No vote from Walker. The next committee report is reference to Bill Number ONCA-2111, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,959 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor. The final committee action was a do pass, with yes votes from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Shaw, and Lemon, and no vote from Walker. The next committee report is Bill Number ONCA-2112, an act to authorize and appropriate $57,000 to the Real Property Purchase Fund for the purchase of real property and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was a do pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. And the last committee report is Bill Number ONCA 21-13, an act to authorize and appropriate $18,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund for improvement to property in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was no recommendation with the intent to withdraw. The vote results were yes by Rivard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. That's all I have, Speaker. Thank you.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. As noted, I will be with, due to the discussions that we had earlier in the day with the treasurer concerning the property improvement fund, there's no need for to go forward with a piece of legislation that I sponsored. Therefore, I make a motion to withdraw ONCA
21-13. Okay.
I'll second.
There is a motion made and seconded to withdraw 21-13 by Congresswoman Lemon. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, 21-13 has been withdrawn. At this time, I would like to ask, is there anyone who has any amendments that they want time to draft or are even considering at all? Speak now,
yes.
Please. There is? Okay. All right. Then I would entertain a motion to place ONCA 2108, 2109, 2110, 2111, and 2112 on general order on day two. Excuse me, general order day two on today's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Motion's made and seconded. General order day two for all bills. All those in favor say yes.
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 Those say no. Okay, we are now on ONCA 2108, an act to provide a one-time exemption from the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act for the $20 million deposit made by Osage Casinos on the last day of the fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Throughout the bill, including the title, Section 1, Findings and Purpose, and Section 2, Exemption from Retained Revenue, if applicable, strike $20 million and insert $20,415,043.
We have a motion for an amendment. Is there a second?
I'll second. It's Jody.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 2109, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall and the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments for this bill? Hearing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2110, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village to establish an alternate effective date. Any amendments for this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2111, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,959 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments for this bill? Hearing none, It will advance the third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. ONCA 2112, an act to authorize and appropriate $57,000 to the Real Property Purchase Fund for purchase of real property and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed for this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Would entertain a motion to, would anyone like time to a few minutes to review it, or you want to move
Speaker
on?
Pratt.
Congressman Keene.
Just for clarity's sake, so ONCA 2108, that was the one that had the amendment, so that, right, is that correct, the first one?
Yes, sir.
What was that total again?
$20,415,043.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If no one necessarily needs any time right now, we can move on to third, general order day three, and just discuss it as we move along. Is that everyone's preference? Or do you need time to stop and look?
That's my preference.
Keep rolling. All right. Then I would entertain motion to move that. ONCA 2108.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2108 to general order day three on today's agenda.
Thank you.
So moved. I mean, second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we are now on general order day three, where amendments are voted on. One second.
Speaker, I've emailed everyone that amendment. They should have it in their inbox.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to get to my inbox. Okay, discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The amount is consistent with the letter delivered from Chairman Sims of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, equal to the amount of $20,415,043 rather than just $20 million. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any more discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes, and ONCA 2108 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Chair would entertain a motion for the purpose of engrossment to the call of the chair.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion. Let's discuss. It's a little bit of coordination. Mr. Gill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I have sent the bills for engrossment to the engrossment committee and to the clerk. I will have to revise 2108 with that amendment, but it will be coming very shortly.
Okay. And all the committee members are present and ready to go. Okay, you guys discuss how much time you need, clerk.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes, sir.
Can we just stay on this feed here, the engrossment committee? Is that all right?
It's fine with me.
That's fine.
Other committee members, you guys got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll get started. Is that 2108 in gross version comes down the pike.
Say that again. You'll get started when it does?
Yeah, when we get the new, because we already have all the other ones that are already engrossed, but we'll officially convene when we get the final engrossed and we can do them all at once. The 21.
Well, we already have a bunch of them right now, so why don't we just get started?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm already reading them.
I agree. Oh, you just need to ask the clerk. Clerk, how many minutes are you ready to go? That's all we're...
I'm getting the minutes, the rules and ethics minutes to forward to the committee for approval of minutes, and I will be ready.
4 p.m. or 4:15?
It should be 4. When we come back in?
Yes.
4:15.
4:15, oh. You need to give your clerk time to get copies out.
Okay.
Yes. That's working. So, okay, for all other members, engrossment, stay on the line. For all other members who wish to get off the line, then come back at work. Contain a motion to recess. Or, excuse me, all without objection, we are in recess. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chair Kane.
Yeah, I'm here.
I just sent the minutes for approval.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Good Fox, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Clark, I'm going to go ahead and get started then.
Okay.
Hits gavel. I'd like to call to order the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting.